Call to order council meeting for May the 9th, if everyone would stand for the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thanks, standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decision of the body, guide us tonight, and the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Rose.
Here.
Chip Westfall.
Here.
Dan Ravalette.
Here.
Brian Grove.
Here.
Wayne Chatton.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
And Salter.
Here.
Okay, adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Yes.
And that passes by a vote of 7-0. I need approval of the minutes from the April 26th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of April the 26th.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Salters.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Yes.
Those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I think we owe a debt of gratitude to Burkhart Insurance, Tony Burkhart, and the many volunteers that participated in the citywide cleanup this past Saturday. I haven't heard the numbers, but it looked like one heck of a lot of volunteers out there cleaning up the city. So much, much appreciated.
Anyone else? Now we'll go to committee chair reports. None. Report of city officers.
Chief is quiet.
Ordinance 18-2016, additional appropriation ordinance for the amount of $5,701 from PETA. Your first reading was April.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 18-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 18-2016.
Ordinance 18-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, from edit, $5,718.
Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, just a note on the fund name on the left side of the left column. It says SDIC. Should that be SIDC? On the actual ordinance itself?
Yes. They would, but it's
and also, Mr. Mayor, let the record show that we had a public hearing at 5:45, and no one spoke for or against it, except Tony. I'm just kidding.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 Okay, second reading of ordinance 18-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 18-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 18-2016.
Ordinance 18-2016, additional appropriation ordinance containing section 1 and 2.
Discussion.
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Wells.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 18-2016 passes by a vote. The new business. First up is ordinance 21-26, an ordinance of the Common Council of Indiana amending schedule Unified Traffic Control Signal.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 21-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to first reading of ordinance 21-2016.
Ordinance 21-2016, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending Schedules 3 and 5 traffic control signal locations, Sections 1, 2, and 3. This is changing 7th and Main from automated traffic signal to a four-way stop.
Chief, have we had any issues with that? I haven't heard anything. This seems to work a lot better than the one by Dairy Queen. That was that was interesting. Are we planning on repainting those lines?
Actually, 7th Street from Main to College is in our paving contract.
Okay.
Those are the problems we're having, and that'll all be
taken care of.
Yeah.
And they are removing the turning line.
That'll be removed.
Because that
is confusing.
That is the one issue that I saw with that. But other than that,
traffic flows well. My wife was concerned after a train it was going back up, but by the time it gets to that intersection, it flows quite well.
Question?
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne
Chapman? Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Yes.
West Hall?
Yes.
Yes, Walt. Everybody's telling me something.
Somebody gonna snuck the motion this.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. There we go. That starts everything.
First reading passes 7-0.
I'll make a motion to suspend the rules and have second. Reading.
Yeah, we can have. Okay. Yeah, it's third reading. You have to suspend the rules. So, okay. If you want to do,
I'll make a motion to have second reading.
Second reading. All right. Second. All right.
And motion by Councilman Grove, second by Councilman Chatton, to have second reading of ordinance 21-2016.
Ordinance 21-2016, ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, and amending Schedules 3 and 5 traffic control.
Question?
Like our first meeting ever.
I know.
Yeah.
It's January.
Okay.
Yes.
Scott
Brown. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 21-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
I'll make a motion to suspend the third rule so we can have final reading on this ordinance.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Westfall, to suspend the rules to have third reading.
Make a motion to have third reading on.
Well, we have to suspend the rules first. So.
Okay.
Call for the question on the suspension. There we go. That's what we need.
Yes.
Scott
Brown? Yes.
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 Yes. And that passes by a vote of 7-0. Now,
make a motion to have third reading on ordinance 21-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 21-2016.
Ordinance 21-2016, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, 5 traffic control signals, 4-way stop.
Discussion?
Question?
Yes.
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 And third and final reading of ordinance 21-2016 passed by voters. Next is ordinance 22-2016, additional appropriation ordinance in the amount of $8,011.20 from Riverboat and $450 from Edit.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 22-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westphal, to have first reading of ordinance 22-2016.
Ordinance 22-2016, additional appropriation ordinance section 1 and 2, Riverboat Fund, Edit, $8,011.
Just for Chief Pink Staff's vehicle and then just right-of-way services, right? That's what it looks like.
Right-of-way for second midline.
Is there a reason why we went to Evansville for this instead of keeping this local?
Because I don't know that there's somebody here local that installs all the lights and the radios and everything.
There's two places here in town that
who does it here in town?
Southwest Indiana Upfitters, just a business right down from me. AJ Ivers is running that.
I don't know if.
And then VEI also does. I talked to the Southwest Indiana Upfitters. They were anticipating to get a bid on this. They do some of the minor work for the fire department and was kind of hoping to get a bid on this. I know they do all the sheriff's department. They do Washington Police, County, Washington, Davis County. They had a Princeton car in there today. So, it's
there we go. Yes.
I can't speak for Sonny, but I can speak for our work. We have in the past used Vinson's Electronics, VEI, for our vehicles. A few years back, we kind of stopped using them because they were primarily doing security type work, and they kind of changed up what they were doing where they weren't taking on vehicle installs as much, is kind of why we had gotten away from using VEI. The last vehicle that we took to them a few years ago, it was kind of a scheduling problem for them because they don't do them very often anymore. In regards to AJ Ivers' business, up until very recently, he was, I believe, working out of the barn behind the sheriff's department, and he was doing the installs for all the sheriff's department, and I think he did some for maybe some from out of area as well. My concern was when I talked to him for quite some time, he didn't have business insurance or a actual business of his own, and I was concerned because there has been in the past, because there's a lot of electronics being installed, problems where vehicles either had problems later on. I think the sheriff's department actually had one that caught on fire one time. Not by anything that he'd done. It just happens sometimes because of the amount of electronics that are in them and the alternator upload and all that. He does now have that frontage on 19th Street, I believe. I talked to him a few weeks ago at a trial, and I wasn't aware until he told me just a few weeks ago that he does now have his own shop along with a business and that running there. So I can't speak for Sonny and what happened on this particular vehicle. It's my understanding that there was some grumbling over not doing some of the police cars at some point too, and it really came down to the fact that if I took something to have thousands of dollars worth of electronics put into, I wanted that person to have insurance and be working out of a business, not kind of doing them out of the shed, out of the sheriff's department.
Yeah, I understand. If he doesn't have insurance, it
sure
takes him out. I don't want to see a standard of taking our, you know, this is
right.
$6,000 out of town that,
right,
you know, can be spent here.
But I just wanted to kind of let you guys know that's kind of what the situation has been from quite some time. We really didn't have someplace local that was doing those, so we kind of made, I believe the fire service does use that agency a lot down in Evansville. We particularly use Waymire's in Indianapolis is who we had been using, although this next go around we're hoping to give AJ a chance.
Well, I know I can speak for, I've seen a lot of the sheriffs, we get a lot of the sheriff's vehicles in, mm-hmm. And they, you know, they've done a good job on
sure.
them, but, you know, insurance is key,
right? So that's kind of what the hiccup was in the past on those, and he's actually employed out the sheriff's department, so he was able to do some things out there to help them out.
Well, I mean, and the thing that you're explaining, too, is that you didn't just overlook the businesses in Vincennes. You went through the process and saw that there were some minor issues that we obviously wanted to be careful with. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's not an issue at all.
And I think the concern was he was getting a little, you know, he'd go fix a few lights here and there when they needed it. And then when the big job came up, it was taken out of town. So that was an issue.
They've got the proper insurance. We'll sure make sure they take a look at them. And okay. Any other discussion?
Question.
Yes.
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 And first reading of ordinance 22-2016 passes by a vote of 7. Next is Title VI discrimination policy. And just so you know, the Board of Works passed this earlier this evening.
Okay. Hello. In your packet, you should have a copy of the Title VI implementation policy going forward. For MDOT and for Federal Highway, we needed to get this adopted. We did the ADA portion of this 2 or 3 years ago. This kind of piggybacks off of that. This deals more with actual discrimination to our employees, to any subrecipients of city services, whether that's contractors that we're dealing with when we hire for projects, or citizens or different companies that we deal with. So it's pretty standard. Mr. Rolligan wrote it up, so I have faith that it's correct. But it also, once it's implemented, it'll go onto our website, and then there's a detail on here about how, if somebody does have a complaint, how to file the complaint.
And this is just one more thing that has to be put in place to receive.
In order to move forward with call to projects and everything for NDOT, this is part of their survey that they send out twice a year to make sure we're moving forward and getting all these things taken care of.
So it requires both Board of Works adoption and council adoption?
Yeah, that was Mr. Rolligan.
Both the entities.
Yeah, Board of Works because it's the deals with employees, and then your body because it deals with subrecipients. So.
Well, then I move that we adopt the Title VI discrimination policy.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chatton, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the Title VI discrimination policy.
Discussion. Call for the question. Yes.
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 And that policy is adopted by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $532,836.29.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to pay claims in amount of $532,836.29.
Question. Yes.
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 Yes. Claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Next, plain in. One thing I'm going to mention is Sharon passed out this. That we received our LOIT dollars from the state in the amount of $1,024,000.10, and Sharon has put those in the appropriate funds. 75% of this has been on a sidewalk. So as you can see, she put $768,821.82 into the local road and street. And then the remaining $256,207.28 was put into special fund. And just so you know, that we are taking these dollars and applying for the 50-50 match, I think starts in, trying to match these for paper.
And that's in addition to the $1 million we're planning on?
Well, what we're doing is, right now we've got a list that amounts to about $1.4 million because we don't know that we're going to get the match, but we're going to apply for it. But even if we don't get the match, we'll still have the money to
still
pay
the money.
Hopefully. That's part of the reason we put PAYSER program in place, was that was going to be one of the requirements to get these dollars. We have that